Our sermon today is based on a reading from Psalm 92, verses 12 through 15. The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. In old age, they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Thank you, God, for being with us as we sow and grow and know. So it's Mother's Day. Did you get your mom a plant? Forgive me for assuming all our moms are alive at this moment, but you know what I mean. You know moms love plants and flowers, and moms especially love the plants and flowers they receive from their children. Haven't you seen it yourself? You go to a friend's house to visit, and she shows you a plant one of her children has given her. Oh, isn't this lovely, she'll gush, and you'll have to admire the leaves and the dirt and the pot and agree, yes, that is one special plant. She puts it in a special place and takes loving care of it because every time she sees it or touches it or smells it or waters it, she's reminded of the child she loves and who loves her back. And she'll always point it out to you each time you visit like you haven't seen it before. And to be polite, you have to act like each time is the first time you've seen that particular plant. It's what it's like to be planted in the house of the Lord. Now, this image is rather fanciful because in the earthly temples in the psalmist's time, there were no trees. Trees in the temple. So it's a foretelling image wherein the psalmist is imagining what it will be like in the heavenly realm when the prototype with which he is familiar gives way to the real deal, when God will have his favorite plants prominently on display. And spoiler alert, that's us. The psalmist thinks there ought to be trees in the temple. When choosing the trees to represent the righteous, the psalmist thought of the best trees he knew, palm trees and cedar trees. Palm trees and cedar trees are both frequently referenced in the Bible. Palm trees were symbols of victory. Remember how we waved the palm leaves at Palm Sunday to announce the arrival of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem and into our lives? Cedar trees were symbols of durability and grandeur, especially highly prized were the cedars of Lebanon. Perhaps when he was writing this psalm, the psalmist recalled Numbers 24, verses 5 through 7, which says, "How fair are your tents, O Jacob, your encampments, O Israel, like palm groves that stretch far away, like gardens beside a river, like aloes that the Lord has planted, like cedar trees beside the waters." Palm trees are tall and straight and stately. Cedar trees are strong and sweetly scented and versatile. Both are beautiful. That's the kind of tree the psalmist wanted to be, the kind of tree we can all be. In the house of the Lord, trees like these flourish. They grow quickly and bloom beautifully because they are under God's watchful eye. Like a good gardener, God takes exacting care of every single tree. Like a good gardener, God knows exactly what each tree needs. Some need more water, some need more fertilizer. All need sunshine and a chance to grow deep and well-established roots. A tree planted in the house of the Lord will never be neglected. Its leaves will never wither and die. Its soil will never dry out. The tree will never fall over and die. In the sunshine of God's love, these trees grow ever taller, ever stronger, ever more productive, ever more beautiful. They embody the words of the famous poem by Joyce Kilmer. They are a tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. And even as they grow older, these trees never lose their strength or possibilities. That last part should resound with many of us here today. Let's face it, we are all growing older. And let's face it, the world tells us, and sometimes we believe it, that growing older means becoming less useful and less productive. Might as well hang it up. There's nothing left for you here as you age. But this psalm belies that myth and gives us firm reassurance when we are planted in the house of the Lord, when we immerse and involve ourselves in righteousness, in faith, in prayer, and sincerely seeking to follow God and do what God God's will, we continue to thrive and survive however old we may be. Don't ever let anyone tell you that just because you're old, you're done. Not when you're planted in the house of the Lord, you're not done. Don't ever let anyone tell you that just because you're old, you can't grow any taller. When you're planted in the house of the Lord, you will keep on growing. Don't ever let anyone tell you you can't make a difference just because you're old. When you're planted in the house of the Lord, you are still full of sap and sass and vim and vigor. You can indeed make a difference from the heights of your experience with God. And your time is not over and done with until God says it's over and done with. So don't let anyone ever tell you that just because you're old, you need to give up and go to seed and make room for the younger trees. Listen here, a palm tree produces its best fruit in old age. Palms are most productive from ages 30 to 80, and a mature palm can produce 300 to 400 pounds of dates every year. However old you are, there is still a place for you in the house of the Lord and work for you to do. God isn't giving up on you, so don't you give up on you. In the house of the Lord, there's room for all kinds of trees to grow together into the fullness of God. That's a phrase we heard last week, that when we are rooted and grounded in the love and power of God through Jesus Christ, we can grow into all the fullness of God and have available to us all God's mercy, all God's might, all God's love. We must never stop learning and growing and knowing and showing what great things God has done for us, taking us from tree to twig to tree, taking us from seed to serenity to eternity, helping us leaf out and branch out, helping us stay productive, even when others look at us and see only a standing stump. This is God's promise and our reward for faithfulness, that one day we will be found in the house of the Lord. You see, our faithful acts don't go unseen. Our faithful seeking doesn't go unanswered, unnoticed, or unrewarded. What better ideal to strive for than to be planted in the house of the Lord, which is really an extension of the good and gracious garden that God is even now preparing for us. We have taken root in the Word. We stand on the firm and steady foundation of righteousness. We have whacked away the worrisome weeds with profound and prolific prayer. We have surrounded ourselves with the soil of sacrifice, with the nourishing love of Christ, who himself hung on a tree for all to see, in order to bring us into that very house of the Lord. Now we have found our place, the right garden to grow in, where we will flourish and bear good and gracious fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, which is patience, love, stability, acceptance, joy, kindness, generosity, peace. And we offer this fruit to all, even as God has offered his eternal love to us. After all, that's just what trees do, grow tasty fruit and give it away. We are called to be faithful and fruitful and flourishing. How could we not be faithful and fruitful and flourishing when we stand in the presence of God and are under the care of God? Planted in the house of the Lord, you have a place and a purpose. It's the best place to grow. You get everything you need, light, air, sun, living water. You are established and loved, and you shall never be moved. You are living memorials that show that the Lord is faithful. God keeps nourishing and we keep flourishing, never perishing, ageless and evergreen. Jesus has made us righteous and has enabled us to be planted in the house of the Lord, and we are blessed. The palm tree is also a sign of hope and assurance. If you're wandering out in the desert and you see some palm trees up ahead, you know there is an oasis. You know there is water in that place. And there you will find rest and restoration, renewal and refreshment. There you know you will be sustained by the secret eternal springs of divine grace. So here we stand, planted in the house of the Lord, and God goes around pointing at us out to others. That's my beautiful plant. That's my beautiful child. I'm going to put her in a special place where she's going to get lots of light and love, and I'm going to take special care of her. Thank you, God. We are so happy to be here with you. Let us pray. Indeed, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. How blessed we are to be in it. Happy are those who live in your house, Lord God, ever singing your praise. Amen.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, this song of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within his heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go, though the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.